This is Abby Ray Florschinger, licensed marriage and family therapist, bringing you a few relationship tips. Within the realm of intimate relationships, partners often take on one of two roles. This dynamic is known as the pursuer versus distancer pattern and emphasizes the natural give and take of a relationship. On their best days, pursuers are ambitious, passionate, and direct, while distancers are confident, self-reliant, and stoic. While both styles bring their own set of unique strengths to the relationship, when problems or conflicts arise, their natural opposite reactions can create tension and a less desirable push and pull dynamic. When stressed or uncertain, a pursuer will seek validation, connection, and assurance. Expressing their emotions and having the opportunity to talk through their grievances is a high priority for pursuers. These behaviors are the very mechanisms that help pursuers feel grounded and that they have a greater sense of agency within the situation. However, due to their anxious tendencies, they can experience a heightened sense of rejection if they don't express their needs effectively or appropriately. In contrast, distancers prefer autonomy and independence in times of stress and transition. Rather than looking outward for support, distancers turn inward and rely on self-reflection. When forced to have a conversation or remain in a situation, it can feel overstimulating and unproductive for a distancer. Feeling as if they are held hostage by the demands and intensity of the pursuer, they are compelled to move further away from the problem and, in turn, the person. This may manifest by intensifying activities outside the relationship, such as in work, social interactions, and their hobbies. However, due to these avoided tendencies, they are more likely to experience a heightened sense of criticism. In an attempt to reestablish connection, pursuer will ask questions and even voice complaints to the distancer. Experiencing the pursuer's attempts as harsh and critical, the distancer will then retreat further. Thus, the cycle continues. To break free from this cycle, it's important for both parties to become less reactive and more responsive within the relationship. By doing so, this will reduce defensiveness and increase cooperation. Once you have primed the environment for success, try a few of the following tips with your partner. Number one, identify which role you play. Number two, introduce your partner to the concept and invite them to do the same. Number three, identify which situations or subjects are most likely to trigger you, your partner, and the cycle. Four, discuss which of your behaviors are maladaptive and which are healthy. Five, make a joint commitment to develop the healthier traits of the other in order to achieve a greater sense of balance and relational satisfaction.